Test 73, Section 2, Question 24. And here we want to resolve the discrepancy. So what we get, survey of the concert goers found almost all of them don't like the current one. A large majority of them express a strong preference for wider seats and better acoustics. So they want big seats, better acoustics. And even though the survey respondents were told that the existing concert hall cannot be feasibly be modified to provide these features, so the current concert hall can't do that, most of them oppose the idea of tearing down the existing structure and replacing it with a concert hall with wider seats and better acoustics. So they're opposed to tearing it down and putting in those features. So this was one where I said, that is really weird. That doesn't make a lot of sense. They don't like the current concert hall, and they want bigger seats, better acoustics, but they oppose a plan to tear it down and replace it with those, even though the new one can't be, or the current one can't be modified to have it. So I went, I don't know. So why do they not want to replace the existing structure with wider seats and better acoustics? So A, before any of the survey questions were asked, the respondents were informed that the survey was sponsored by a group of advocates replacing the existing concert hall. Well, you'd have to read a lot into that to think that that would explain it. I'm not seeing if that explains why they're opposed to the idea of replacing it. Most of the people who live in the vicinity of the existing concert hall do not want it to be torn down. Well, the problem is it's concert goers, not people who live in the vicinity, who are being interviewed for this. So that doesn't really resolve it much. The city's construction industry will receive more economic benefit from the construction of a new concert hall than from renovations. Well, that's the construction industry. It doesn't really tell us a whole lot about why concert goers don't want it to be torn down. A well-publicized plan is being considered by the government that would convert the existing concert hall into a public auditorium and build a new concert hall nearby. That's when I went, maybe? I mean, if nothing else is good, but that could explain why they don't want to tear it down, is they feel like, well, we're going to get to build a new one nearby anyway, and so we could get a better one and have this one be an auditorium, maybe. Many popular singers and musicians who currently do not hold concerts in the city would begin to hold concerts if there were a new concert hall were built. If anything, that would do the opposite. That should say that people should want it, because then they're going to get popular singers and musicians who aren't coming now. And so D is really the only one that does it, not because it's good. It's just better than the others. All of the others either do nothing or go the opposite direction. And so D is our best answer.